do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster? No, I'm assuming no.
I
don't. You're not going to offend me. I don't.
Okay,
all right.
I didn't know if you were one of those people where if I say
like,
no,
waiting
I have
for
to listen
breath.
To why it exists.
Like 20 like, minutes later, I'm like, and that's why the Loch Ness Monster exists. No.
Okay, so I created a bunch of social media accounts. I just
that.
There's this top 15 lists of best social media. I think it's from like 2005 or something.
Oh, good. So you did an old one.
Because Instagram isn't even on there.
Oh, good. But you made an Instagram though, right?
Yeah, because I
because you
knew
about that's
that
what
that
the
one.
Cool kids do these days.
Yeah,
that's like
everybody.
Hotness.
I don't know what Instagram is, but I know that you have to have.
I'm on. It's for pictures. I mean, I don't know because I'm not a teenager, but so I'm looking at the email here.
What else did I create? Will you
so,
just remind
yeah,
me?
I'm looking at the email. So okay. You know, we got the email from registering the site, and I literally had one email before this, and now we have like 20 emails. We
Good.
Got Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Yahoo. Like, what are we doing on Yahoo? I don't even know what that means.
Wait, was Yahoo Dig? Yahoo owns Instagram.
Why do we have Yahoo?
Yahoo owns Instagram. That's what that is.
No, no. We
I'm
have a,
certain.
There's a separate Instagram one.
No. Oh.
You just made a Yahoo. We have a Yahoo username. It's like.
Okay.
And then you have a. You gave us a Reddit. I don't know why we have a Reddit username, but.
It's one of the top 15 social media.
But it's not like a page or anything.
But.
Yeah.
I did it.
And then this is my favorite one. Because this is like from like 2005. We're on StumbleUpon. Do you even know what StumbleUpon is?
No.
So it was like big in like 2006 or 7 when I was in college. It was it was a way to like find new and interesting stuff. Like it was
okay.
Like basically a randomized book like crowdsourced bookmark site, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like you'd click Stumble and then they'd bring you to a page that other people thought was interesting. And this
yes.
was like all the rage in like 2006, but I have not heard about it since then. Like this is the first time I've heard those words in like 10 years.
Well, we
so
have
congratulations.
One.
Congratulations. And then
if
run,
we ever need it.
Yeah, and then run Dig, which again is a little old, but that's fine. And then run something called Newsvine, which I've never heard of.
Okay.
And then we're on Scoop.it.
All right.
Which sounds like a news site or something. So you already confirmed all these, right?
Yes, I confirmed them all. I just wanted Time Bat Show
to
not
exist everywhere.
Yeah.
Because you never know, because someone could, like, steal it, and, like, they could set up a Yahoo username called Time
Back
Show.
And they could start talking as us.
And then we'd be like, no, that's not a verified account.
I mean, that would never happen.
Because
but...
we're so popular, we need to have everything
yes.
registered. This is a little overkill, but that's fine. Oh, well, we're on Slashdot, in case we
yeah,
have some technical...
Yeah, I got a Slashdot one.
In case we have some technical issues creating
in case we need to, like, comment on the new Intel or NVIDIA
right,
processor.
Processors, or be like, you know, can you guys help me with this C++ code that I'm writing for my podcast? Right?
Wait, there's a new site that does that. Now it's not Slashdot anymore that you go to for that. There's a new one.
Oh wait, okay, hold on. We're on LinkedIn.
It's the one that Google
too?
Owns. Yeah, I got us a LinkedIn.
But we're not a business though.
Well, I said that we were an entertainment business.
Yes.
So.
I love how we have all these things that aren't even things. Okay, so we got 3 new emails today. I just wanted to let you know.
They from robots or?
Yeah, they're robots.
Okay.
So, Twitter wants us to get started with Twitter.
Okay.
And then we have Pinterest that's like an advertisement.
I don't know why I created a Pinterest. That's like for recipes and stuff.
It's for like crafts and stuff.
Well, in case we make some cool arts and crafts.
Oh, I mean, it's also an image sharing site, so it's like for, you know.
Okay.
Kind of like a crafty imager.
Got it.
Pinterest is like the new magazine, like digital, like life magazine, you know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of people at work browse Pinterest. They just look at it all day, and I don't think they actually make the things on Pinterest, but they like to
look at it. It's like, it's like a digital magazine. I don't know why we're there, but, you know, whatever. Maybe we need it for some reason. In the future, we would be like, you know what, we could use a Pinterest, and then we try to go and log in, or register, and it's, like, taken
So this actually happened to me, and it was very recently. I created a Twitter account recently, and Batsnacks was taken.
Really?
The person who is Batsnacks on Twitter is not me, and he's kind of weird.
I'm going to go to
him. Go ahead and go look. It's an interesting person. I mean, I'm not, like, saying he's a bad person. I'm sure he's very nice, but
he has, like, a really weird... like avatar.
Yeah. Do you know what that kind of person is called?
I know exactly what they're called.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? I don't know if we should be talking about this, because then if we get really popular, people are like going to go harass this poor person on Twitter.
Okay, yeah, we should. I mean, he hasn't posted since 2013, so I think it'll be okay, but
that's true. Okay, well, we'll just tell everyone. He's a furry.
Okay, everybody leave that bat snacks alone. He's
And also, sure. Oh, another good thing about is his bio. It says like NSFW.
Yes. He posts about diapers a lot. Oh, good.
This is good. I'm glad that we found
So, and we don't want that to happen to the Time Bat Show Twitter. No. We don't want him to make Time Bat Show.
We also don't want you to be confused with this person. That's probably important.
Well, there's nothing I can do. So that's just going to stick.
Maybe are you secretly this person? Don't lie.
Yeah, that's me.
This person has a website. I'm gonna go.
I didn't see the website. I just looked at it and I was just like, great.
I'm not gonna do this.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah, the website's called furaffinity.net. So I think I'm gonna pass. I think that's a hard pass on that one. That might be a little dangerous.
I mean, it does say NSFW on his.
It's true.
It does. Honest thing.
That's true. Alright. Wow. Well, so we're all registered for every stupid social media thing.
Yeah, we're good.
Ever created. And
we got our website live. We have a website.
So, let me just tell you this, okay?
Yeah.
Whenever there's like a new social media thing that comes out,
right.
Your new job now is to immediately drop what you're doing and register Time Fat Show as a count on it immediately.
Okay, I got it.
Because we don't want people to poach that from us.
And then we'll have to pay them. It's like those domain hawks or whatever.
It's a real problem.
Yeah.
It's not really, but it's fine.
No, it's not.
So we have everything. We have all the bases covered and then like 20 extra bases that we don't exist that are covered as well. Good. Well, I'm glad that you did your homework there. That's fantastic. all right, well, should we get to the introduction of the actual show now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Go ahead, do the intro. It's your,
turn. So, all right, it's my turn. My name is, Batsnacks.
Oh, you're terrible at this. Let's start that over, and I'll edit
Let's take a deep
out.
Breath, all right.
I'll edit this whole part out of the thing.
Welcome
to
the...
You want me to do it?
I got it
okay,
under control.
Go
Here we go.
You got
all right,
it.
Welcome to the Time Bat Show.
On our
my name is...
Oh, sorry. I fucked it up again. Go
Look
ahead.
What you did.
Start
That's
it
all
over.
Your
Start
fault.
Start it over. Start it over.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Time Bat Show. I am Batsnacks.
And I'm Time Aces.
And
this
we're
is the
happy
show.
That you're listening.
And we're
this
on episode 8, or 5. I always get the thing wrong in the beginning.
This is the
episode
5.
And we officially have a new website now.
Yes.
You can find us at www.timebatshow.com.
TimeBatsHow.com.
Yeah, we tried to get Time Bat Show, but it was taken, so next best thing, TimeBatsHow.
TimeBatsHow.
I'm really excited about that domain name, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good domain name.
I think people will find us well. I think a lot of people will accidentally stumble upon it, because I'm always accidentally typing things in my address bar, and then
like,
hitting enter.
Yeah, I've accidentally typed Time Bat Show at least like 5 times
but
in my
before
life.
We even conceived of the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's how I found Google. I just typed some words.
Once. You misspelled Yahoo.
Yeah. It's easy to do. And they both have two O's in it, you know, so it gets confusing.
Yes.
And then you're just like, whoa, what is this site? Oh, this isn't Yahoo, but that's okay. I'll try it. And then there you go. That's how everybody discovered you, Google, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that might explain some of our listeners already. They're just getting confused going to other websites.
They're trying to go to, like, Time Bats How.
BassProShops.com.
Oh, yeah, or, like, Time Bat How-To Recipes or something, you know?
Yeah. Cause they're looking for our Pinterest or something.
No, they're looking for, like, recipes on how to cook a bat, you know? That's... And they're trying to find the time you need to, like, cook it for. And then the how-to, and then Time Bat.
Time Bats How.
Exactly, .com. Yeah, that's it. So that's the story of that. Okay, so, episode 5. I'm excited for this episode, because I have some... Do you have anything going on, like, that you want to talk about
I started
right
with going-ons last time. Let's hear about your going-ons.
There's no real going-ons, but I have some fun, weird news for you to read.
What is it?
If you want.
Yeah.
So this kind of article caught my eye yesterday in a really great way. So I don't know if you're a fast food connoisseur. I don't know if you eat fast food or not.
I'm a fan of fast food.
Yeah, what do you like? What's your favorite?
The best,
top
I don't know
head.
If
top
you
top of your head.
Off the top of my head, Five Guys is the best fast food.
It's not real. I mean, it's kind of fast food, but it's more like
it's fancier. It's fancier fast food, like traditional fast food, I guess. I like Wendy's. I prefer, I think, that.
Over, like, McDonald's.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A is also really good.
Yeah. I eat too much Chick-fil-A. I have a problem with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, their breakfast is super good.
Literal problem. I have a theory about Chick-fil-A. Do you want to hear my theory about Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a theory that Chick-fil-A is slowly pivoting from their... fried chicken, you know, traditional classic. You know, their menu's very small at Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah,
it's
fried chicken,
strips, tenders, and sandwiches, right?
Yeah.
I have a theory that they're slowly pivoting from that into a more, like, healthy chicken menu.
Okay.
And the reason I have that theory is because they've slowly been taking things off their menu and replacing them with other things that people are not realizing. Like,
see,
case in point, what?
I was just going to say, yes, you must actually eat there a lot if you're noticing that their menu is
slowly
changing.
Yeah, I eat there, like, once a week, probably, because there's one literally right next to my house, and when I'm too lazy to, like, make food, I'm just like, oh, I'm going to Chick-fil-A today. But anyway, I always get the spicy chicken sandwich, which is, you know, it's a chicken sandwich that's spicy, and it's a sandwich. They've recently taken that off the menu. It's still on their menu, but it's not on the menu. Like, it's not on the board anymore. You have to ask for it separately, and then they're like, oh, do you want that? And you're like, yes, I do. So they've taken that off the menu, on, like, the visual menu. So my theory is that they're going to eventually just completely, you know, rotate that out of the menu completely. And then the other thing they did is they used to have a chicken biscuit for breakfast, and they've taken that off the menu, too.
They took their chicken biscuit for breakfast off the menu?
I believe so. And they replaced it with, like, a grilled chicken, egg, health food, vegan, whatever. Well, it's not vegan. You know what I mean? Healthy.
Yeah, the grilled chicken and egg.
The Whole Foods, like, commercial thing. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The grilled chicken and egg thing. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, that's tragic. Their breakfast chicken biscuit was the best thing on the menu by far.
Yeah, I know.
So I really hope they didn't get rid of that.
So I think I have a theory that they're slowly transitioning off of, you know, those, like, fried, not very good for you food staples and transitioning to more healthy stuff, which would disappoint me a lot because Chick-fil-A, the reason I go there all the time is because they're so good and they have, like, three things they do really well, and that's it. That's the only reason
I go there. Yeah, they really shouldn't change. I mean, they do extremely well, at least in this area.
Oh, yeah, they do super well here, too.
Fast food places go.
They do super well here, too. They're always, always busy at lunch.
Yeah, other places like McDonald's and Taco Bell, I think their business has kind of fallen off, but, like, Chick-fil-A,
they've been
always
consistent.
Busy.
Yeah. So, I don't know why they changed their menu. Like, don't fix what isn't broken, you know? Like, I don't get what the point of that is. But it's probably something to do with, like, McDonald's has been going through a lot of tough times lately with, like, their menu. Like, a lot of people aren't happy with their menu. So they've changed up a lot of stuff. So I don't know why Chick-fil-A is thinking they need to do that too, but whatever. So I hope it remains normal, like their classic. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, anyway, so do I.
So this is slightly related to Chick-fil-A. So have you ever been, do you like Popeyes?
Yeah, Popeyes is good.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I'm about to read you the story, because in New Jersey, a woman found a rat head in her Popeyes chicken meal.
Yeah!
And I'm bringing it back around to Instagram. She, like, posted it on Instagram, and you could, like, see the head of the rat.
Jesus.
And it's like fried a little in, like, the batter.
Oh, God. How did they not see the face of the rat in the chicken?
I don't know, but it's so good. Oh, my God. It's, like, really... It's, like, fried. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic picture because it's just the head. And then, like, the back of the head, where, like, the body would be, has, like, some friedness. You know, like, some crispies there.
So, no, wait. Is I don't have the picture in front of me, obviously, but is the head and the chicken mixed together?
I mean, she posted the picture, and there's just... She got one of, like, the, you know, fried chicken baskets or whatever. And, right. Yeah, it's just chilling there, like, next to one piece of chicken. Oh, God.
Oh. Popeyes is really good, though.
I love Popeyes. That being said, I love Popeyes.
That being said, Popeyes is... Fried, superior to KFC.
Yeah, fried rat head be damned. I love Popeyes.
I'm sure with some of that Louisiana seasoning packets they have.
I would eat the rat head, you know?
It's not too terrible.
I'd eat the rat head over KFC any day of the week.
Yep.
Yep, me too. Not really. But no, Popeyes is an interesting restaurant because Popeyes is, like, objectively, like, terrible. Right? Like, terribly for you. The food isn't really that good. Like, it's just a terrible restaurant. But, like, I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? It's like one of those, like, this is awful, but I can't stop eating it. You know?
I really like those little packets of the Louisiana seasoning that they give you, too.
Everything there is just so, like, I feel really guilty about eating it, but I don't know. Popeyes is like the Las Vegas of fast food.
Yes, it is. That's a really good way to put it.
You, like, you go there, you do what you need to do, you leave, and you forget that you were ever, whatever you just did at the location.
Like, if there's literally anywhere else nearby, you're probably not going to eat at Popeyes, but when you decide to eat at Popeyes, you're excited.
Yeah, and then you're there, and you're like, this is great, and then, like, 5 minutes after, you're like, why did I eat at Popeyes? But, you know, it is what it is. I sometimes have, like, cravings for Popeyes. Like, I don't go very often. Like, I maybe go, like, once or twice for, like, a year, you know. But, like, sometimes I'll be like, I really want really bad fried chicken right now.
It's the only, like, fast food place, too, where I don't really get fries with what I get usually.
Yeah,
because
they have,
like,
all the other good sides and stuff, too.
Yeah, they have biscuits, mashed potatoes, they have
red beans and
all
rice.
Kinds of... Yeah, beans and rice. I mean, their fries are really good.
Their fries are good. Everything's good at Popeyes. Everything's good and really bad at, like, the same
even thing. The rat heads.
Oh, those are the best. They should just, like, roll with that and be like, yeah, this is, we're testing our new menu in New Jersey. Like, how do you feel, social media? What do you think of the rat head? Like, yes or no? Like, maybe. The other fast food restaurant that's, like, a guilty pleasure is, like, Arby's for me.
I don't like Arby's that much.
I don't either, but, like, every 6 months, I'll be like, I really could go for Arby's right now. You know what I mean? I'm like, I really want a beef and cheddar sandwich right now. So, like, I go to Arby's, I eat the beef and cheddar, and I'm like, I don't know why I went to Arby's. Like, that wasn't that good. But I think, like, the idea of Arby's is, like, really great for my...
I think I'm that way with pretty much every fast food restaurant. Like, McDonald's, Arby's... Taco Bell, all of them.
I've given up on, like, all, like, the big three, like McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell. Like, I can't eat at those places anymore. Because I ate at those a lot when I was, like, a teenager, and I'm tired of them. But, the ones that are a little less popular, like the B-tier ones, you know, Popeyes, Arby's, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I can still jump on that once or twice a year.
I still go to McDonald's on occasion. They have some stuff that other places just don't do, like the Big Mac. That's true. No one else does that.
That's true. I haven't been to McDonald's in like years. Because I don't really need to. Like, there's so many other good burger places where I live that are very cheap.
Yeah.
There's like no reason for me to go to McDonald's.
I would always rather get Five Guys.
Yeah, I mean, I would too, but Five Guys is a little expensive. That's like my only gripe.
Yeah, it's like $15 for a burger and fries.
Yeah.
But it's,
like, well, there goes my paycheck.
It's real good. Have you had their Cajun fries? You like need to take a bath after eating them.
Yeah, you feel like you're like you just jumped in a bucket of grease after eating a Five Guys.
And you're
like,
covered in the seasoning dust.
Your whole body feels like a big grease ball.
Yeah.
You know, you just feel like violated. Like in a good
way. I like that they give you the fries overflowing in the bag, and the bag just turns into a wet
grease. Right, it's just like a grease bomb, essentially, right? And you're just like, well, that's fantastic. I don't even know why they have containers for their fries. You just throw them in the bag.
Just like, put they them have in the a little, pail. Like,
yeah,
just
like they
a
have
plastic
the little,
bucket.
Like, they have the little like plastic wrap, and they put the fries in there. But they never only give you that much. It's always like overflowing into the bag. Like, what's the point? Just throw fries into the bag. Like,
into
whatever.
The bag. There's no point in an
like, I'll just like take the bag and like shake it into my throat. Like, you know, like I'll just... Like, if we're going to go that route, like, I'll do that. Like, we don't need to cut out the middleman here and just, you know.
I agree.
Anyway. So, yeah. Rat Head and fast food. There's been a lot of good stories like that, you know, over the years, I feel like. This is one of the better ones, though.
I remember the finger someone found in Wendy's chili a while back.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, a human finger, though, right?
Yeah. I think it turned out to be fake. I can't. Don't quote me on that.
It might have been because, like, I think they were trying to, like, sue Wendy's or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Maybe they, like, cut their own finger off. I'm like,
you're gonna pay me.
Like, I need a lawsuit. I need some lawsuit money. They slice off their pinky and throw it in there.
The other lawyer's like, where did your finger go that's freshly severed?
And they're like, well, you know, it just happens to be a coincidence that I found a finger that resembles my own in the chili. anyway, now the other news item I saw that was weird, and I'm not talking about any real news here. This is all like stupid shit.
Yeah.
Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster? No. No.
I
don't. You're not gonna offend me. I don't.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know if you were one of those people where if
I
say
like,
no, I have to listen
breath.
To why it exists.
Like 20 minutes later, I'm like, and that's why the Loch Ness Monster exists. No, I'm
okay,
not
no, I don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay, so apparently there's like a sighting like a couple days ago.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean, it looks
they
like
have a picture.
Yeah, there's a picture. It looks like a big water snake kind of thing, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not convincing. It looks like a big floating water snake. I don't know. It's in Scotland, so it is in the Loch Ness. It's not like it's in like Alberta or anything. Like it's in Scotland, so there's at least that. But
I would really like the Loch Ness Monster to exist, but they have run sonar all through that lake that it's supposed to live in.
They've done it for like years. Like they did it so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably something else, but I don't know. It's like. Some people are like, oh, it's really convincing. But, you know, it's all these loons that are like, this proves that Loch Ness Monster exists, you know.
Speaking of that, I actually did read kind of a cool, in the same kind of category news story recently. There was a sighting a couple months ago, apparently, in an image of the sun from NASA where there's a three-pronged alien spaceship siphoning energy from the sun.
In the sun? In our sun?
Not in it. I'll, like, orbiting
near
it.
Near our sun?
Yeah.
Wow.
1 second. Let me see if I can bring that up. It was a little interesting.
Are you an alien person? Do you subscribe to the alien theories and stuff?
I used to be a subscriber to MUFON, which is, that thing
the
that
UFO,
Dan Aykroyd...
Yeah, the UFO yeah. network or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah,
but
I used to be a subscriber to that.
Do you believe in like UFOs and stuff?
Around here, no. I think.
What do you mean around here in Florida or on the, in the world?
Like in this like, in this section of space
oh,
in
okay.
this local
in this,
area.
Okay, got it. I was yeah. like, well, local could mean like in my yard, or it could be like yeah, in our universe or in our galaxy. Yeah. I gotcha.
In our galaxy, maybe. In our solar system, probably not.
So, do you think aliens exist out there somewhere?
Yeah, of course.
Good.
Wait
curious.
1 second.
Yeah, I mean, I think aliens are definitely.
Here it is.
Out there. I don't think they've come visit to visit us.
Yeah.
Although, maybe they have, and the government's doing a really bang-up job covering it up.
Yeah, because they have a long history of doing a bang-up job covering stuff up.
That's true. They're not very good at that. Yeah, that's the other thing, like, if aliens do exist, like, and they've been to the Earth, like, whoever is, like, in charge of, like, not letting that public knowledge out is doing, like, the best job ever. Like, they're the best person in history. Like, they're the most talented person ever. You know what I mean?
Or maybe all those people are telling the truth. Makes you think.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Oh, yeah. See, this is weird. It looks like a big bug or something.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a crack on the lens, or
yeah, but it's in different. There's different angles. So
yeah,
it can't be a crack,
yeah.
Or can it? I don't know how these things work.
I don't know much about the photograph, but I thought it was neat. It's a neat thing
cool.
to look at.
I don't know. It could be like a really weird, like debris thing, like
yeah,
a satellite debris or something.
I'm pretty sure that's what they said it was.
I mean, that's what I think it is.
Yeah,
it
so
looks
interesting
cool,
stuff.
Have you heard of like
yeah,
the black? Have
thing.
You heard of like the Black Knight asteroid or whatever the fuck? It's called?
Yeah, that orbits the Earth.
Yeah, that thing's creepy.
That thing is creepy. I like the name. That's a super cool.
I know.
Name
Whoever
for a satellite.
Named that is like the coolest person. Like they're like, yeah. We need some cool name for this. It's like, well, we could name it LS. You know, some stupid astronomical.
41793.
And they're like, no, I'm going to call it the Black Knight.
The Black Knight.
It's creepy looking. Like it's
yeah,
awesome.
It is.
Anyway, listeners, if you don't know what the Black Knight satellite is, go look that up because it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool to read about.
I mean, it's probably not an alien vessel, but it's really cool looking and it's neat. So there you go. All right, you want to do some questions now?
Are we ready to field some questions?
I don't know. What do you think? Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Let's see. I have some. Skip that one. Okay, this is actually a really good question, I feel like.
Okay.
I mean, it's not profound or anything, but it's interesting. Okay, what's, like, the stupidest thing you've seen turn into, like, a heated dispute? And it doesn't have to be something you've take part of, like, just something you've observed or whatever. Like, you know, what's the stupidest argument you've ever witnessed or been part of?
So I've seen a few online that would definitely qualify for this, but as far as something I've seen,
well, if you qualify firsthand, online, I feel like it's so easy, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupid crap online. Stupidest thing that I've seen turn into a heated dispute. Do you have anything in mind? I might need a second to think about this.
I saw someone argue over the best way to what was it? To hail a taxi once. Like, they literally got in, like, a really big argument over that. Like, one person was like, oh, you gotta wave. The other person's like, oh, no, you have to stand in front of them and, like, whistle. And then they're like, that's not good enough. You're not gonna get his attention that way. He's just gonna run you over. Like, this was a literal thing that I witnessed. And it was from two people that were, like, New York transplants or whatever. So I think they're trying to, like, one-up themselves, like, one-up each other on, like,
yeah,
I'm a real New Yorker. I know how to hail
no,
a cab.
I'm the double, double real squared.
I'm super New Yorker. I've been in so many taxis. Like, I don't know. I was like, what the hell are you guys? Like, this is stupid. I don't know.
No, no one even takes taxis anymore.
No, and that, yeah, this was like 5-10 years ago. You know.
But yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, why are we arguing about this? But you realize it was just them like trying to be like, I'm the real New Yorker here.
Yeah. Stupidest thing I've seen turn into a heated dispute.
I have a really good one next if you don't have an answer.
I mean, I have one that
oh,
happened
go ahead.
To me personally.
Oh, do it. And tell
so,
us.
When I worked at a Japanese restaurant, my boss wanted to fire me because I did not want to pay for someone's bill that walked out.
You didn't want to pay for it?
Yes, he thought that I should pay for it.
Wow.
And I was like, no. And then he was like, okay, well, you can leave. And I was like, no, that's not how we're going to do it either.
No. Either you're fired or you pay this bill.
Or you pay this $30 bill that isn't a person that you know who just walked out. Yeah, so that was an argument that really happened, but...
Oh, wow. So what happened? Did you...
It turned out fine. I just didn't pay for it. And I was like, no, you're not actually going to fire me.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you didn't get fired over that, because that's a little ridiculous. How much was the bill?
It was like $30.
Oh, well, whatever. Who cares?
I mean, that's not a lot of money, but it was more the principle.
Oh, no, I'm not taking his side. I'm just saying, like, I would just eat. Like, if it was him, I'd just be like, whatever, it's $30. Let's eat that cost. Like,
yeah.
It happens. I don't know. That's weird.
You said you had a really good one.
Yeah, this is good. I don't know if you have anything. Do you know, what is something that less than 100 people on Earth have ever done? It's really hard to think of something.
Less than 100.
I know. Like, what's something that everyone, like, nobody has done, but it's, like, something you could possibly do? And, like, you can get really stupidly specific with this. Like, no one has done a handstand in my living room before. But that's probably not true. Someone's probably done a handstand in my living room.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the previous, you know, occupants of where I live, so it could be, you know.
Probably less than 100, though.
That's true.
So there's maybe some video game things that I've done that less than 100 people have done.
Oh, really? So you specifically. All right, what have you done that no one else has?
Actually, I don't know if it's less than 100.
Just tell me what it is.
So, I have gotten Platinum God in The Binding of Isaac.
I don't know what that means, but it's really hard to do.
It's extremely difficult.
Do you know?
It takes, like, hundreds of hours.
Wow, that's sad. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
It was fun.
Was it? Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. No, it was fun. I like that game. I still play it.
Yeah, no, I know. You talk about it, like, every time we do the show. I'm just kidding. I'm just messing. I know. I don't know. Is there anything I've done that less than, like, that's a better question. Is there anything you've personally done?
You've done the
Binding of Isaac.
I think 100 people have gotten.
Well, just say, you know, like, not many people, you know, have done.
Okay. Well, I got that.
So you get that. So I'm trying to think of something I've done that, like, less than 100 people or not a small amount of people have. Not done.
I've beaten Ikaruga with one continue. I mean,
I'm sure like 1,000 people have done that.
Yeah, probably quite,
like,
a bit.
Multiple thousands.
I've played every Toho game. Probably a lot of people have done that.
No, I don't know. Well, if we're talking about Japan too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If we count Japan, which, I mean, we could argue Japan isn't really on the Earth though, right? So.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That's a joke. That's the thing.
I've seen every episode of Top Chef.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah, there's eight or nine seasons of that.
I have not seen every episode of Top Chef, so there you go.
Yeah, that's my biggest guilty pleasure.
That's your claim to fame right there. You know everything about Top Chef. You, like, have it memorized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know of anything. I'm just a boring, normal person. I don't have any, like, oh, I've done this and no one else has.
There's not, like, some really mundane thing that you do a lot that not a lot of people do?
Me?
Like, something that you... Yeah, that's something you spend, like, a lot of time doing that is kind of weird. watching Top Chef. Like,
I mean, there's things that I, like, do that are, like, obsessive-compulsive things that I doubt 100 people do or whatever. You know,
I mean, it could be one of those.
Because I have, like, I have obsessive-compulsive disorder. It's milder than when I was growing up. So there's a lot of, like, stupid things that I, like, have done. I've been a lot better as an adult, but, you know, I'm sure there's, like, dozens of those that, like, no one else has ever done before.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common.
They're all individual, you know, ritual things, you know.
Yeah.
This is getting a little personal here.
Okay.
No, I don't care. Like, there's one. Okay, I'll tell you, like, the stupidest one So, like, well, most people that have, like, a lot of people that have it, like, will, like, be very careful with how they place things to, like, be very symmetrical. You know what I mean? So, like, I have that. But that's, like, a very, very common. That's, like, common in, like, you know, 20, 30% of people that have it. Like, a lot of people do that. Like, centering things and, you know, making symmetrical things. A lot of people do, like, counting things. Like, they'll do an action, like, multiple times. Mm-hmm. You know? And my thing for that is, like, my number for that is always 7. And I don't really know why. I'll just do things 7 times in a row. Which takes a really long time sometimes.
But it's important.
but it's really important. So when I was, like, in college, when I got, like, nervous, well, before college, too, I would, like, basically, like, adjust my glasses, like, 7 times. Like, and it, like, takes up, like 2 minutes, like, at least. And it's really frustrating, but, like, I don't know. But, like, adjust them in, like, the very movie-like way. Like, you know, push up on your nose kind of thing. Or the bridge of your nose kind of
like,
deal.
Like the anime one where the glasses shine.
The anime technique of adjusting your glasses.
Except you do it 7 times.
Yes, I did it. Well, I don't do it anymore, but...
But that would be a really cool thing to do in an anime, though. Like, the protagonist just adjusts his sunglasses, like, 7...
like, chink, chink, and then, chink, like, it glistens, like, or it, like, does the lens flare thing, like, every single time.
And then it zooms out, and, like, everybody's looking at him, like...
They're, like, really confused, like, what are you
going
doing?
On yeah.
He's,
person.
Like, about to fight, like, a demon or something. Yeah. And, like, the demon has to wait for him to, like, adjust his glasses 7 times in a row.
The demon's just like, are you okay?
Are you done yet? Are you done? Are you ready? So that's probably, like, my thing. Like, oh, I have a lot of those... Well, I used to have a lot of those stupid things that I've done, so... I have one of those. Yeah, what's
that? That I still do currently. So when I adjust the volume on any device, computer, TV, car, stereo, the volume needs to be on an even number.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds bad.
I do that, too, but I have a caveat. It's either an even number or a multiple of 5.
Oh, I see. So you can do 25.
So I can do 15, I can do 25, yeah. But it can't be, like, 13. Like, that's awful. Like, no
That's
way.
A prime
that's,
number.
Like, the
no,
worst.
No there.
17 is awful. 19 is awful. Like, those no. Those do not
So
work.
25 I can kind of tolerate because that's a quarter of 100, and 100 is, like, a really even number. That
makes
no sense.
Yeah, you can,
sense,
like...
But...
No, I have the same number thing, too. Yeah. Like, there are numbers that I, like, think are better than others. Like, prime numbers, while I think they're fascinating... like, kind of disgust me. Like,
they are the,
like,
worst.
They're like, oh, there's, like, that's so uneven and bad, you know? Like, oh.
Yeah, the more factors, the better.
Yes, exactly. I agree. So, yeah, I do that with volume, too.
Yeah, so I doubt that many people have to adjust their volume to even numbers when they do things. And it's really annoying because if I need to adjust my volume in a hurry, sometimes my mouse doesn't work that well, and I spend, like, 30 seconds trying to get 18.
Wait, it's on 17, it needs to be on 18.
No,
then
it's
you
19.
Push it up,
no,
like,
it's 17.
19, now, damn it. And then you go down. Yeah. I do that, too. That's funny. Everyone has weird stuff.
Everybody thinks
like
we're
that.
Weird right now
that's
listening
okay.
to this.
I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there that are listening. Well, that's probably not true because we don't have a lot of listeners yet. But one day, in like a year from now, when we have more people than like 8 people listening to this podcast, people will tune in and be like, I do the exact same thing. And then we'll get like all these letters of like, thank you for validating my thing that I do. And then we'll be like, solidarity. And then we'll high-five them on the internet and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
So I have a question.
Okay. Shoot.
What video game has the best music?
Like overall, like total video game in all.
That's the question. I'm not allowed to elaborate.
That's really hard. I mean,
what video game has the best music?
We're talking about video games a lot in this episode, which is fine. I love video games.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like there's so many good soundtracks to video games.
Okay, do the top 3 off the top of your head without thinking too much.
Okay. Top 3 off the top of my head. I would have to say one of the Donkey Kong Country games. I'm not sure which one I'd pick. Probably like 2 or something.
Yeah.
That's a really fantastic soundtrack.
Yeah. Some David Wise soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly. Probably a Final Fantasy, but I'm not really sure which one I'd pick.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, objectively, it's probably like 6 or 7 or something, but like 9 is really good and 8 is really good too.
Yeah. They're all really
4
good.
Is really good. Yeah. I don't know. I think my favorite is 9, but I think objectively the best is probably 7 or 8.
Yeah, like 7 even, has the best,
Yeah, I think 7 is the most memorable. Mm-hmm. I think 9 is most cohesive, and then I think 8 is the catchiest.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are my things. Like, I don't even like 8 as a game, but, like, the soundtrack is, like, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have that. They have, like, the sweetest battle themes in, like, any RPG.
So I'll try to name some that you didn't name.
Oh, Silent Chrono Trigger Hill. Is really good, too.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Thank you.
Sorry, go ahead.
So Silent Hill 2 and 4 both have amazing soundtracks.
Yes, they're very, like, atmospheric.
Atmospheric. They have some good vocal songs, too.
Yeah.
Chrono Trigger, obviously.
I have a funny story about Silent Hill after you're done, so go ahead.
Sonic 2.
Oh, Sonic 2. So the thing about Sonic, which is really weird, it's like, it started out with really awesome soundtracks, like Sonic 1, 2, and 3, like on, you know, Genesis.
Yeah, on Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, they started really strong, and then, that quality of music in Sonic games has, like, dived, like, it's taken, like, a giant, steep, terrible dive into the trash. You know what I mean?
Sonic Adventure 2 Battle had an okay
But, like, soundtrack. I don't know what happened in the history of Sonic where they're like, all right, here's, like, a really catchy, like, you're running through the forest soundtrack of, like, Sonic 1, 2, and 3, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, all right, let's do, like, edgy alt-90s rock. Like, that's gonna be our thing now. And, like, I don't know where that happened, but, like, I feel like that's, like, most of their soundtrack now. It's just, like, what in God's name am I listening to? You know what I mean?
Yeah, Sonic hasn't been doing too well recently.
And then they're like, let's do some vocal tracks, too. So they have, like, people like, you know, the Sonic Heroes song? Like, Sonic Heroes. And you're like, why is this? Why does this exist? You know?
Like, Shadow the Hedgehog. That's a game that exists.
Oh, my God. Like, what happened to Sonic? Like, they're just,
he
like...
He has a gun.
Like, we need to make Sonic, like, edgy or something? I don't know what happened. It was weird.
Yeah.
Sonic is, like, a franchise I could talk about all day. Because while I don't, like, love Sonic, its history is very...
It's funny as heck.
It's unique. It's, like, a very... Yeah. Like, I have no idea what happened with Sonic. Like, did you know they made a Sonic RPG on, like, Nintendo DS?
What?
Like, they... Yeah, it's, like, it came out in, like, 2006. Like, BioWare made a Sonic RPG. Like, this is a real thing that happened. Like, that series is just, like, thrown shit at the wall to try to see, like, what stuck. You know what I mean? Like, well, I don't know what people want. Here, let's try this shit. And then it didn't work.
You said you had a funny story about Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Silent Hill, you know, it has really good music, and it's really good ambient music.
Right.
You know how Silent Hill's, like, fan base is, like, really, I wouldn't say big, but it's really dedicated, I would say.
Right.
So there has been a lot of, like, Silent Hill music remix projects out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, at a game night with one of my friends once, and he was like, what do you guys want to listen to? And we were playing, like, some, like, spooky game, you know?
Yeah.
So he was like, I'll put on Silent Hill 2 soundtrack. And we're like, oh, that's perfect. That'll be perfect.
Good choice.
For this haunted house board game we're playing or whatever.
Yeah.
But what the only one that was available was, like, some, like, fan remake of all the Silent Hill 2 tracks. And every single one added, like, a vocal component.
Do you have, like, a link to this? Lyrics. This sounds
no,
so
I do
good.
Not. But it was, like, the worst thing, because, like, not only did they rearrange the actual music, you know how, like, the music in Silent Hill is very subdued and, like, you know, it's very atmospheric, so they rearranged that to be like a rock kind of thing, and then they, like, added really bad, like, raspy, like, female vocals to every single song with, like, custom lyrics. It was, like, the worst thing I've ever heard. So I don't have a link.
Not
but I'm,
sound good.
I'm gonna look for it and I'll link it to you one day and you can enjoy it. You can work. You can go be at work and listen to the fan-made Silent Hill 2.
I really enjoy stuff like that. Like, really terrible,
like,
garbage
it's just so
fan-made
bad.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's just so awful. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, so, Silent Hill. Good choice, for sure. I don't know. But yeah, those are probably my, like, three. Notice that we only pick Japanese video games. Interesting.
Does that say something?
I think it does. There was a interesting... We're talking about video games a lot this episode. That's fine. This
it's
will
fine.
Be the video game.
Video
that'll
games.
Be the video game episode.
Yeah.
There is an actual interesting topic that was discussed on Reddit or NeoGAF or something, like, a while back. And it was, like, the significance of music in video games in, you know, East versus the West. And mm-hmm. a lot of people were arguing, and I kind of agree with this, that, like, in Japan, music is like a emotional heightening device. Like, it's more similar to like, it's like used to heighten the what you're seeing on screen. Similar
yeah, it's like
to
a
like
score.
Yeah.
In a silent movie.
Right. So, like, it's more important. Like, the music is like, supposed to affect how you feel. Like, it's supposed to be more in focus.
Right.
Whereas in Western, it's supposed to, like, not be ignored, but, like, subtly affect your mood without, like, drawing attention to itself.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really interesting because if you look at, like, film today, a lot of soundtracks in film today take the subtle approach of, like, let's not draw attention to the soundtrack, but we'll still have the soundtrack, you know, resonate emotionally. Whereas, like, you know, back in the 70s, 80s of cinema, it was like, the soundtrack was like a key component. Like, if you think of like Jaws or whatever, like, you can't separate the soundtrack from the movie, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's a key part. So, like, it's interesting because I feel like Japanese games have this tradition of using the soundtrack to, like, you know, heighten stuff. Because, and I think the reason it is because a lot of Japanese games got their start in the 80s and 90s when the graphics just weren't there enough to, like, communicate what they wanted to communicate. So they needed a soundtrack to, like, basically communicate the emotion they wanted to convey without visually, you know, showing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
yeah, whereas, that makes sense.
Yeah, whereas Western games have gone, they've been able to become more realistic faster, so they don't need a soundtrack as much to be more as prevalent or as noticeable. So that's why Japanese soundtracks generally, maybe why people consider them better, because they're just more noticeable. Like, they're more, you know, in your face.
Out of necessity.
Or
at least at one point.
At one point. And I think traditionally they're just like, well, this is the way it's always done, so, you know, that's the way we're going to do it. So I don't know.
There are a couple recent games with good soundtracks. The
oh,
Binding
yeah.
of Isaac, the original, had a yeah. really good soundtrack.
I'm
the composer
saying,
of that one is Danny B. Danny B also did the music for Super Meat Boy.
Those are both
two really awesome soundtracks.
I'm not saying that soundtracks are like dead or like video game soundtracks are dead or anything. I'm just saying that I think, you know, they're different. Another thing is I noticed, like, Binding of Isaac is like an independent game. And with those games, like, you know, they don't have the resources to make realistic graphics or, like, convey the emotion visually as well, right?
Yeah.
So they need to rely on the soundtrack to, like, convey that for them. So I think that's another, like, you know, there you go. You know, they need the soundtrack as a component of the experience, you know.
If you think about the most successful indie games, all of them have
really good
great soundtracks.
Because they need them to convey part of the emotions of the experience.
Yeah, like, if you think about Undertale, that game wouldn't exist without the soundtrack.
Well, it would, but it wouldn't be as successful. Yeah, I agree.
No,
yeah.
It would just be, like, some game on some site.
Yeah, some RPG.
Would not have made money.
Right. So, yeah, interesting. I don't know. I really appreciate soundtracks and how they can do that.
Yeah, so do I. It's one of the most important parts of a game to me.
Yeah, so.
It really, the soundtrack really gets me into the mood of the game.
Yeah, same. So, that's interesting. Yeah. So that's probably why we both picked Japanese games, but maybe not. I don't know. So we'll see. Yeah.
So I have two questions here. They kind of go together, so I'll just combine them.
Okay.
What film cheers you up no matter what, and what movie have you watched 10-plus times that you can easily watch another 10 times?
Well, this is like the same answer.
Getting tired of it.
This is like the same answer for me.
Yeah, it's the same for me too.
Because, like, the movies that I can watch multiple times are necessarily movies that, like, make me happy. Like, I love, like, dark movies, but I can't watch them over and over and over again, you know, because they're depressing. So, I guess for me, it would be, like, I don't know, probably, like, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, maybe. That's a possible answer for me, because that just, like, movie makes me happy, and I can watch it over and over again.
Yeah, that's a good one. It has a good soundtrack, too.
It does have a good soundtrack. Oh, there you go.
One of the best soundtracks.
It does have a really good soundtrack. So that's probably mine. I don't know.
I'll say, like, pretty much any Bill Murray movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I can watch just over and over again.
Yeah, all of his movies were really good in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Like, some of the lesser-known ones, like What About Bob, and the one where he's the clown and robs the bank. I don't remember the title off the top of my head.
The clown one. What About Bob's where he's, like, has a psychiatrist, like Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, it's a
his
really good...
And
it's
he goes
so
on vacation
funny.
With him or whatever, right?
Yeah. He's, like, a stalker, and he tries to...
That's a funny movie.
It's good.
And he, like, makes friends with their family, but, like, the psychiatrist is like, I hate him or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Also, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. I can watch those over and over again.
I love those movies. Both of those are really good.
Those are great
movies. Which one do you like better?
I don't know.
I know.
I love them both.
I think I like Shaun of the Dead slightly more, but only slightly.
I might like Hot Fuzz slightly more.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Shaun of the Dead kind of gets depressing in the end. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, there are a couple really depressing scenes in that movie.
Yeah.
But
Hot Fuzz, really, when people die, you're like, whatever, I don't care. You know, like, this is a comedy, I don't care.
Really like that he's the super cop guy, and he's Simon Pegg. Like, that's not
right.
Who he
like
is
that doesn't
as a person
make sense at
all.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? He probably just wrote that so he could do that, though. Like, I'm gonna be the cop, the super cop guy.
I'm the super badass cop. Yeah.
Anyway, that's interesting. I don't know. All right, so yeah, I like Oh Brother. That's probably my vote. But like, again, like Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead are really good too. A lot of comedies I feel like I can just watch over and over again. But that being said, like, there's not a whole lot of... I mean, I don't have, like, a bunch of favorite comedies. There's, like, 5 to 6 that are, like, you know, really good that I can watch.
It is... There are no good comedy movies anymore. They don't make them.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because I, like... I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm older and I can't, like... find things funny anymore. But I don't know.
It's that part of your brain is done.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. But yeah, I agree. I don't really see a lot of comedies that I really like anymore. Or if I do, they'll be like, you know, oh, this is really funny. And then I'll be like, oh, great, a comedy that is really funny and everyone loves it. And then I'll see it and it's like, that was really bad. Or whatever, you know. Or that was like, okay, you know.
I mean, even if you go to the comedy section on Netflix, like, most of the comedy is stand-up comedies on Netflix.
That's true. Yeah.
There are not really that many comedy
movies.
And
the comedy movies that they have are, like, all really bad. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there are better movies that aren't comedies that are funnier than, than comedies, you know?
Yeah.
So, why bother? You know what I mean? I don't know. But whatever. All right. This is, like, a really serious question. Are you ready
for
this?
Let's do it.
On Reddit, it says they can tag it like serious and then say the question. But like, when I ask you, it doesn't have to, like, we don't have to talk about this seriously.
Okay.
Like, this can be like weird. So you probably know a lot of about this stuff. I think I know a lot about this stuff. What do you think is the creepiest unsolved murder?
Ooh.
Did you ooh at the same time I did?
Yep. I don't know if I know any unsolved murders.
Yeah, you do. I'm sure.
I do.
I don't know. I feel like you do. I have a couple.
All right. What's yours?
So like the most obvious one is like, oh, Jack the Ripper is the most, you know, blah 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 blah. Well, which is true. Jack the Ripper is an interesting unsolved murder, but everybody knows that one, right? In the universe.
Yeah.
Funny story with that. Apparently, there's like this chef that lived in Texas, like right before Jack the Ripper. And he, like, murdered, like, 10 people. And then he, like, left and moved to England. And then, like, 6 months later, Jack the Ripper started striking. So, like, a lot of people think, like, they're the same person.
Maybe.
So the person that actually did the Jack the Ripper killings is actually a lot more prolific in their murdering.
Did they ever catch the Zodiac Killer?
No, they didn't. That's another
one. Okay,
that's
so another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zodiac Killer's a really good one. Because, like, yeah, that was just a super weird case. And nobody knows.
Yeah, that was almost like one of those. That was almost like a movie, like Seven or something.
I mean, it
was.
The
case of the Zodiac
Killer. They
made a movie
out of it. Have you ever seen that movie, Zodiac?
I don't think I did.
Oh, you need to watch that movie. That is like an amazing movie. I love that movie. That's one of my favorite movies.
I really like crime movies like that. Like, Seven is a great movie.
You need to stop what you're doing. Well, not right now. But you need to, like, when you have a chance to, like, watch a movie, watch Zodiac. It is really, really, really good. And it takes you through, like, the time period really well, like, because Zodiac Killer is, like, 70s or, you know, late 60s, early 70s or whatever. So, like, takes you through that whole time period, and it, like, revolves around, like, 2 or 3 different characters that are, like, trying to figure the murder out. And it, you know, obviously, at the end of the movie, they don't, like, resolve who the murderer is or anything, but, like, it's just a good, like, really entertaining way of, like, learning more about the Zodiac case and stuff. This is a really good movie.
It sounds interesting.
It's really good.
Have you ever seen Fracture with Anthony Hopkins?
No, I don't think so.
That's a good one, too.
Was that a murder movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that about?
Anthony Hopkins is really good in those kind of movies.
Anthony Hopkins is good in, like, every movie.
Yeah.
Well, where he's trying, anyway. He's good. Sometimes he doesn't. I mean,
some of these questions are just not good.
So I have I have another really good murder one that's really interesting that I don't
what
know
is
if
it?
You know of. So have you heard of the Tamim Shud case? No, you don't know that.
No, I don't think so.
The Somerton Man? Okay. So this is, like, one of the weirdest fucking unsolved homicides ever. So, like, in, like, the 40s, and I'm doing this off of memory, okay, because I don't
know. Okay,
I'll open the Wikipedia.
Ago.
I'll open the Wikipedia page. But in, like, the 40s in Australia, there was this guy that washed up on the shore of, like, Adelaide Beach or something. And
okay.
No one, it was a dead guy, right? And nobody
yes.
knew who he was. And they took pictures of him. They tried to fingerprint him. But his fingerprints were, like, burned off or something. And they put out, you know, stuff in the paper, like, who the heck is this guy? And they never figured out who it was. But, like, over the course of, like, the 6 months and stuff, like, the case just kept getting weirder and weirder. So, like, eventually, they figured out that this guy was probably poisoned because they couldn't find a cause of death. But they couldn't identify what the poison was because it was the 40s and the medical technology wasn't that good yet. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And then, like, later, they found that in the train station on Adelaide, there was, like, this trunk and coat that was in the lost and found that had been missing, that was registered missing the day the guy was found murdered on the beach, you know?
Okay.
And inside the trunk, they found this book that was, inside one of his coat pockets, they found a piece of paper that was apparently ripped out of the Rubaiyat, which is like a poetry book from like ancient the Middle East.
Okay.
And the part that was ripped out was like some word, Tamim Shud, which means like ended in Persian. And they were like, okay, this is totally connected to this guy because, like, the coat and pants that they found at the train station was, like, the same size that he was wearing. So they're
yes.
like, this is definitely his stuff. And then, like, fast forward, like, 6 months later, someone finds, like, a book in, like, the backseat of a car that has been abandoned near the beach for a while. And the book is the Rubaiyat, and on in the back of the book, there is a piece of page, with a like a tear out part of the thing mm-hmm. that's exactly the same one that they found. And then it gets even better because on like the back side of the book, like on the last sleeve or whatever, like the back sleeve or whatever, there's like this weird like coded message thing. That, like, no, it's, like, 4 or 5 lines of, like, coded message. Like, it's all alphabet, but, like, it's all in strange order and stuff, so they think it's, like, some weird cipher. And they still, to this day, can't figure out what that, like, means. And then later, it gets even better, like, 20 years later, someone comes forward saying that, like, the book was theirs, and they were, like, a nurse or something, and they were given the book by some, like, soldier that was, like, working for the British government or something like that.
What?
And yeah, it just gets real. So people like hypothesize that this guy was like a spy or something like that, and he was somehow like poisoned. But anyway, the story is just like ridiculous, and it keeps taking like crazy and crazier turns. And basically, all the evidence that they gathered, none of it was like ever was connected completely to be like, oh, this is what happened. So it's just like some weird ass like super spy like murder thing or whatever.
That's
but
awesome.
It's a really cool case. And I probably botched some of the explanation because I don't have it like memorized. But yeah, it's like this guy dies. There's all this weird ass like, you know, clues that are surrounding him that like totally sound like they're out of like a spy movie or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And like nobody knows what happened. And it was long enough ago that like they probably will never be able to completely solve it because, you know, because it was in like the 40s or whatever.
Makes you think maybe he got killed for that piece of paper with the secret note.
I know, right?
Maybe that secret is something really important.
I know, right? And maybe he put the he like wrote the code to like in the back of the book to like convey a message that no one ever could figure out because like his contact was never there to like get it.
Okay, so maybe the murderer has the key to the cipher.
Oh, maybe, he like took it off the guy's person or something.
Yes, whoa. Maybe that's why he got killed. Whoa. Because he had the key and then the killer took it and just left the the original message. That's definitely what happened. That's solved it.
But it's, then why you still people still don't know why the piece of paper was ripped off and put in a trouser pocket like people really
yeah, that's a good
why was that in his trousers? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So I don't know. It's a weird case. It's a cool one to read up on like Wikipedia or whatever. If you ever have like an hour to kill and you want to like dive into something weird, the good one to look up. They should make a movie about that. I would watch that. Because I love those kind of like true crime, you know.
Yeah, so do I.
Movies. They don't have enough of those, I don't think. But anyway, I don't know. All right, let's do like a really dumb one now. You have anything good? You have anything good that's stupid?
I'm reading through them right now. Yes, yeah, so some of them are just not good. We will never mention them on the show.
Why not?
They're just not good.
There'll be great. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, here's kind of a funny one.
Okay.
This isn't that funny, but it could be funny. If you were sent back in time 5 years, how would you become the richest person in the world?
I mean, aside from playing the lottery?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, that was a stupid question. Thanks, Reddit person. Thanks, thanks, Dave Danger, for that stupid question.
Okay, okay, let's say that you were suddenly sent back and you just don't have lottery numbers.
Okay, so like,
it
was like a portal opens in your living room and you just kind of
Get sucked in.
Okay, so using the knowledge you know you have now, what would you do? So this is kind of like, what's that like, that book by Mark Twain or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, that kind of thing. So using the knowledge you have now, what would you do?
I mean, I know some companies that did real well in the stock market.
Yeah, you'd exploit the stock market, yeah.
Yeah,
see,
probably.
I wouldn't be able to do that because I don't know what those companies are.
Yeah, Netflix. I'd put it all in Netflix.
You'd put it in Netflix?
Yeah, all of it.
That's probably a good idea. Probably make
either
a lot of money.
Netflix, Activision Blizzard at least doubled in 5 years.
Yeah.
Amazon, I think they doubled.
So you have like the most boring answer. Which is,
yeah, I mean, it would work.
I'm going to go to the stock market and invest with this stuff. No, that's fine. No, it makes sense.
Other than that, I don't really think I could really make a huge difference in anything.
Well, you could make a lot of money. That's all the question was.
If I wasn't doing that, though, I don't think there's... I mean, as far as, like, day-to-day life, I don't think I could make any huge improvements.
In the world? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't think
it's
I could.
It's not asking about the world. It's just asking how would you make a lot of money. It's not saying, fix the universe in these 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, but other than the stock market, I don't think there's anything I can think of that I'd be able to do.
I went back in time. This has nothing to do with money. I would totally be, John Titor kind of thing going on. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I would go on, forums and be like, hey, I'm from the future.
Ask me anything.
I would go on Reddit and be like, hey, I'm from the future, AMA or whatever. And then they'd ask, and I would say, and they'd be like, you're full of shit. And then all my predictions would come true. And then I would, disappear from the internet. And then they would always have to wonder, oh, was he really a time traveler?
That would be a fun thing to do. That's a good answer. I would like to do that, too.
Go ahead.
I'd get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
Yeah, or I would, I would hide clues of what's happened in the future, in a bunch of... I would make a bunch of anonymous accounts, right? And then I would hide, clues all over the internet, you know, that will be relevant in 5 years. And then when 5 years hits... people will go back and search for things that are happening, and they would get this old ass site from 5 years ago that's saying the same thing.
Suicide Squad's not a good movie.
Yeah, or something like that. And you're like, how do you know all this stuff? You know what I mean? I don't know. That would be fun. I would do that. I like messing with people. And that would leave a weird time loop legacy kind of deal thing going.
Yeah, if you could go back in time and say specifically that Suicide Squad will get a 23% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, you like have just the exact number.
That would blow the whole world open. Yeah. Nothing would be the same.
Well, it wouldn't really, but yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, you do have a 1 in 100 chance of guessing right, so it's not that
That's
weird.
True.
But yeah, something like that. Something really specific. yeah. that no one else would ever know, kind of thing. I don't know. That's what I would do. That'd be really fun. I don't know. You have anything really funny going on here?
I'm just reading some of these questions, trying to find a different one that isn't just absolutely not a good thing to read.
What is the worst crime you've ever committed before you turn 10? Whoa!
I stole candy from the grocery store, and my mom made me apologize for it.
I think everyone has the same story. It's like, I stole candy or whatever. Like, I did that too. This one time when I was like 8, I was somewhere, and they had like a water fountain. And I took water because I was thirsty. And to this day, I don't know if I stole that water or not.
Wait, you took water from a water fountain? Those are public. You're allowed to take water.
It wasn't a water fountain. It was like a, what is it called? Like a water, you know, the office water cooler. Water cooler. You know what I mean?
You just took water out of one?
Yeah, like I had, there's a cup and I used it and I drank it. And
that's totally fine.
No, I know, but like I remember like 5 minutes after. No, I know, but like, like 5 minutes after I did it, I for some reason I was like, did I just steal that water? Like for some reason I thought of that. I don't remember why I thought that, but like I think there was something that like pointed me to thinking that I stole it. Like maybe I saw like a sign next to the cooler. It was like water.
Don't take the water.
Water $1. Something like that. I don't know. You never know. I don't remember where I was at, though. I think it might have been like a car dealership or something.
That's a really funny story. Like it's funnier that you still remember it, too.
Like a hardware store or something? I don't know.
You're still like, I committed the crime. I stole that
water. I stole
water
from the water. It was one of those like little like triangular like paper cups, too. You know what I'm talking about?
It might have been at a dentist or a doctor's office or something.
Yeah, I can't imagine them charging for water. I mean, probably not. But I don't know why. I just thought when I was a kid, like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes after I did it, I was like, I think I just stole that water. But I can never forgive myself for that. That's my big crime that I did. Trying to think. I don't think I've had any, like, run-ins with the law or anything like that.
Not before I was 10.
No, I didn't have any, like, oh, I totally had, like, this crime that... I stole a car. I smuggled something or whatever. I don't know. I'm sure there's some weird ones, like, oh, I broke into someone's house or something.
I did not do that.
I think we set your lawn on fire once. That's not really a crime, though.
I mean,
kind of.
It might be.
Sort of is.
Like, if an adult man did that, it would he'd go to jail.
Yeah, but we put it out pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
we did
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure we did, but
no, I remember it clear as day. There was
We used gasoline for that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that was
okay. Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, there was like an action figure that you had. That you, like, really hated or something. I don't know why. And you wanted to, like, burn it. It was, like, I don't know. It was when you're in, like, your burning phase, you know? Everyone goes through that.
Yes.
Arsenics.
Experimenting with fire phase.
So, like, there's this thing. There's this, like, action figure. And we're like, it would be cool if we could burn this. We're like, all right, let's do it. So, like, we got a plastic cup. I don't know why we got a plastic cup, but we did. We went out to your yard. I remember this is your house because I would have gotten in trouble. But I think your parents were, like, not home or something, so it was, like, perfect.
Yeah.
And then we go out to your house, we put the, like, G.I. Joe in the plastic cup. We filled it with gasoline. Which, I don't know how we got gasoline. Maybe it was in your garage.
It's for the lawnmower, remember?
Oh, lawnmower. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's for lawnmowers.
Filled it with gasoline, and then you dropped a match in to...
The cup full of gasoline.
And then I was on standby with a hose in case we needed to put
it out. I remember this.
And then it, like, got really, like, we put way too much gasoline, so it got, like, really big, and we're like, oh, we need to put it out. And you're like, all right, turn on the hose and hit it. And so, like, I turn the hose on, and then I shoot it at the gasoline fire, which...
And then it exploded.
If you've ever put water on a gas fire, it's not what you think it does. Like,
especially if the gas is in a container, like,
where
it just spilled
splash.
Everywhere.
Anyway, so then, like, we... There's probably, like, a 2-foot by 2-foot square of your lawn that, like, caught on fire that I think we stomped out and then also sprayed with water.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, right after we put it out, you're like, Dad drove up, like, got home.
We're just like, hey,
like,
Dad.
Immediately after that. And he was like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, nothing. Everything's cool over here. Just burning things with gasoline. So, yeah, that's how I learned about water and, you know, chemical fires. You know, but kind of the rule that you shouldn't do that. So it was a good, this is a good life lesson for that, right? Can't believe you didn't remember that story.
I know, I totally remember it now.
I remember it now.
I remember you distinctly with the hose and the look on your face, like, probably, I got this. Like, don't like, worry about a thing.
I'll just put water on this gasoline fire, it'll be fine. Yeah, that's, I don't know why I remember that so vividly. Probably because it was the first time I was legit like, oh, I'm gonna go to jail. I'm gonna be really, really in trouble right now. Anyway, so that's, yeah, that's the, that wasn't, I mean, it's not really illegal, but it could have been if it got worse, you know. Like if it jumped over to your neighbor's yard or something, you know. And burned their house down.
If there was maybe a pine tree next to it, or
yeah, it could have been arson. It could have been accidental arson if things went worse than they did. So yeah, there you go. Whew, I don't know. So let's do one more, and okay. It should be really funny.
Okay, I think I have one.
All right, I want to hear it.
What are some things that will no longer be socially acceptable in the future?
Oh, that is a good one. That's a really good one. All right, so how far are we talking into the future?
That's another good question.
Just like 1,000 years, like everything.
Who knows?
Going to be not socially acceptable.
Yeah. Let's do 10. 10-ish.
10 years, okay.
Like half a generation.
Like
what are our kids going to think that is offensive that we probably still do?
Yeah. I think like... this is going to sound weird, but I think, like, going up to a stranger and, like, saying hello is going to be, like...
That's a really good one.
In the future?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, introducing yourself to someone, like, without
context? That you
context.
Don't know.
Yeah, without context. I don't know why.
That's a really good one. I feel like that's already kind of a thing.
Yeah,
like, if you
I
go
mean,
up and introduce yourself to someone, they're just going to look at you kind of like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know if it's true, maybe it's not, but I feel like that's, I don't know, that's becoming like a weird, like, no one interacts for the first time in person anymore, or if they do, it's like a forced interaction, like, oh, you work with them, or oh, you know, you're buying a burger from a cashier, you know, you're like, there's a purpose behind always,
yeah,
you know, interactions today, whereas like, so if you like just go up without any context, it's just like, hey, how's it going? I'm blah blah blah. It's like, well, who are you? You're weird. I don't know. What are you doing here? Why are you talking to me? I don't know. That's my thing. Maybe that won't be true. I hope that won't be true. But
yeah, I hope so too. But I that sounds plausible.
Yeah.
I think there will probably be a lot more personal electronic device related manners that you have to respect.
Oh, that like you have to just implicitly know about kind of thing?
Yeah, like how to use your device and when.
Politely?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... What do you mean? Like in real situations or like...
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean specifically in real situations. Like things like loud ringtones.
Oh,
I think
sure.
Hopefully those fall off or...
Or everyone like, moves to vibrate, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I don't understand why everyone doesn't use Vibrate right now.
I personally don't use it because if someone's calling me, I need to know. But then as soon as I get home after work, I turn it to silent.
No, I get that. Yeah. But like I can see the phone moving or feel it vibrating every time.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean. Like really loud, annoying answering or ringtones mm-hmm. or whatever. It's a good one. Another one would be like... how do you initiate a conversation with someone over the internet, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of these are going to be, like, social. like new social rules, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That like are growing out of the digital age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know how to introduce myself to someone over the internet. Like, it's easier for me to do it in person, but I don't know. Like, I don't know where the line is. You know?
Maybe introducing yourself at all will become kind of a rude thing. Because on the internet, why do you even necessarily need to introduce yourself? It's just kind of people looking at each other's stuff.
Oh, so it's just like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Implied. That's weird.
Maybe introductions will be rude in the future.
In 10 years, wow. That's deep.
Yeah, that is deep.
We're past introductions. Everyone knows everyone all the time. Maybe everyone wear name tags. It's like, here's my name, and this is where you can find me on social media.
My name is John.
Right, and you can find me at www.blahblahblahblah.com.
Maybe that'll be a new clothing thing. Like, it just says of your internet stuff all over your shirt.
That would be horrible. I don't want people to know that stuff.
People can purchase, like, advertising space on your shirt. You could have, like, Brondo, the thirst mutilator, on your shirt.
I think people can already do that. Like, I think that's already shirts that... Oh, but you're saying, like, you're actually, like, getting paid to wear it. You're not talking about, like, someone that buys a Nike shirt that's just giving Nike free advertising.
That just does it because...
I don't really know why. You're alienating the listeners now.
I'm sorry. Anybody that wears Nike shirts.
It's fine. No, but I know what you mean. Like, you like take an ad out on my back or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, and it could be, like, digital? So, like, you don't have to change shirts necessarily. They're just, like, you know,
maybe,
like, a week or whatever, and then you just automatically changes. You know?
Maybe, like, Heinz, Kraft, Coca-Cola, whatever, will just have a different product on your shirt every week.
Yeah, and you get, like, some money from that a week, like, you know,
or like your clothes are free or something. I don't know.
This is like a weird dystopia.
Okay.
Now.
You know how Gillette mails people new razors for their 18th birthdays?
Maybe. No, but yeah, I guess.
No, they
so.
Do. They do. Okay, that's a sure. thing. Gillette and whatever other razor company, they email new razors and like shaving cream and a birthday card to 18-year-olds.
Okay.
Because they will then purchase, like, replacement
razors
for their...
that's how they get
you. And it gets some money. Uh-huh. Maybe they'll start doing that with clothes, where companies will just mail you clothes every year.
To wear.
And they have ads on them.
Oh my God! This is like...
And people will just wear them.
This sounds like some...
Because they're
like,
free clothes.
This sounds like some weird, like, dystopian young adult novel right now.
Maybe, maybe, like, business... new business wear will be the clothes you get in the mail, pretty much.
The mail clothes.
Mail clothes.
But they all look the same. Like, they're all, like, gray, you know? And then they just have, like, ads on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, everyone looks the same. They're just walking around with different ads.
Ads might be different.
Oh, and then, like, you have, like, stuff integrated in your eyeballs that, like, look at the ads, right? You know, you have, like, retinal shit or whatever. Like, in Minority Report.
Like, if you look
report.
At one of the shirts, it makes stuff jump out at you.
Yes, but then also it, like, registers that you looked at that, so the person wearing the shirt gets, like, extra money or whatever.
If they're, like, the president, they get benefits for
wearing. So, like, if they're seen a lot in public, then they get more... This is a really disturbing society.
I mean...
This is, like, the marketing society. This is where we're going right now.
It's the ultimate marketing society.
I mean, this is where everything's going.
Like, people are actually getting views.
People are just... your views. People are walking billboards, and they're also, like... Yeah, they're just, like... They're not people anymore. They're just, you know, personas or whatever. And they're getting, like, views. And it all starts with Gillette. It's like the Gillette dystopian universe. Well, no.
I was excited when I got my free razor.
It wouldn't be called it wouldn't be called the dystopian universe. It'd be called... What would the name of this program be that Gillette invents? You know.
The Gillette pay as you go. Pay you for going.
The Gillette Human Marketing Initiative.
That's a little too cold. It needs to sound fun.
Oh,
it needs to sound like something that's a good idea. Like, the Gillette Happy Fun Marketing Program.
Yeah, I like the human marketing. Yeah, that sounds very like sci-fi. That sounds too sci-fi.
Yeah.
It could be like, oh, we need to have like a buzzword in there, you know.
Yeah, you need, I don't know what
what's like a good hipster buzzword that like people use all the time when they're like
naked.
Think of like an advertisement with like young people like doing stuff.
Green.
Connected. Ooh, I like it. The Gillette connected social platform.
Oh, I like
it. Right?
Gillette connected the future social platform.
Gillette connected the future is now.
Yes.
yep, this is it. I think I hope that Gillette doesn't take this and run with it, because this is pretty brilliant.
If they do, I hope they give us credit.
Gillette connected.
Gillette connected.
The future is now. I can see like the TED talk on this now, right?
TEDx talk. It's not quite TED. TEDx.
I'm sorry. It'll be like in like 3 years, someone will give it, and then everyone will be like, oh, "This is the way to do it." And then like some company like Gillette or whatever will do it first, and then it'll just be the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
How we live now.
I think we solved it. Those are the things.
That's the future. That's 10 years. 2026 is going to be exactly like that. It's kind of depressing, but that's how it's going to be.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first on the show. Well, I think that's a good place to end, because I'm excited about our new marketing capitalist overlords. I don't know about you.
Hey, like cheaper clothes.
Yeah, free clothes that all look the same. You know, I won't have to think about what I'm wearing anymore. Not that I do already, but...
I really don't think about what I wear anyway.
I will have to put even less thought into it now than, you know. It'll just be a matter of, like, what ads do I want to promote today?
Maybe there will be, like, a clothes recircling, like, recirculation program, so you won't even have to wash clothes. You'll just get them in the mail.
Oh, like here's you just throw them away. You just throw them away when you're done.
No, like there's, like, a special clothes disposal service, too.
Like
that's
on
a
the
whole
street.
New industry is clothes
on the
laundry,
side of the street
mass
or something.
Laundry. Yeah.
Oh, that, like, reconfigures them for different ads and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, the Gillette clothes laundry. The Gillette connected clothes service or something. I don't know.
Laundry connected.
Everything's just whatever connected. That's just yes. Everything in the future is called that.
You
whatever.
Wear other people's clothes.
You wear.
Your friend's clothes.
No, no. Think of that branding. You wear. You, like the letter U, and then
yeah.
Wear. Oh,
Gillette, you wear connected. Yeah, that's it.
It just like zings right off the tongue.
Yeah.
You
Gillette,
know?
You wear connected.
All right,
I think you're right. I think that's a good place to leave off.
Yeah,
this
episode
week.
Was brought to you by Gillette, you wear
connected.
And also
get connected with
get connected
Gillette,
today.
You wear
Gillette, you wear technology.
Also brought to you by John Boat Beer.
Also by John Boat Beer.
John Boat Beer. It makes bad movies good.
Yes. I'm Ty Basis.
I'm Bat Snacks.
And we'll see you next time.
All right. See you next time.